that God, that anything that the do for bad, we know God has turned it around for good. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you so much this morning for assembling us all together again. God, we thank you for the word that's going to come forth this morning, because we know it's going to come with boldness and clarity, uninterrupted, unhindered, and uncontaminated. Father, we just want to thank you for the technology that has assembled us together this day. We thank you, Lord, for the yes, the dedication and the yes that Dr. P.K. Roberts had, as well as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, when you gave them the mandate, when you gave them the call, when you gave them the birth of the master's call. Father, we just want to say thank you that they said yes to you in this entirety. Father, we just want to thank you because on this, you turned it Thursday. We just want to thank you for everything that you are turning around for good, Father. Ebola, we know you are turning it. Any other conditions, Lord, we know you are turning it. God, financial issues, we know you are turning it. Anything in the name of Jesus that is working against the good of you, we know that you turned it. So we just want to thank you as we celebrate you on this call. And anything that would distract us or keep us from hearing the word this morning, we know you're going to turn it around so we can hear. Thus saith the Lord. And God, we just want to thank you for Artists International, the thread that put us together, God. We want to thank you for our host that's about to come on. But most of all, we want to thank you individually and collectively for giving us another chance to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We just want to say thank you in the matchless name of Jesus. Master's Call family, enjoy the word this day. It's not too late to share it with a family member or friend and put it on your social media site. I greet you all with Jesus' joy because He turned it. Now to our host. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I can hear you, Minister Robin. And again, thank you for that mighty, victorious prayer. I touch and agree in Jesus' name. Take it away.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And I also greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, just as Minister LaShawn did. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Our call is a wonderful call, and we are so glad that you have an opportunity to join us today. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, two victorious women of God, and we love them dearly. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is also the ambassador of Artists International. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010. We have a scripture that we stand on, and we believe, and we know it's being done in our lives. It is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We pray this call was founded on prayer, and we know that we're being enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we go forward with our day, serving the King of Kings. We have an email address, and if you would like to find out more about us, send us your prayer requests, send us your praise reports, because we rejoice with you. Bring a word forward if that's on your heart and God told you to do so. Or if you would like to be one of our prayer intercessors, we call them from the north, south, east, and west. God's not a respecter of persons. Men and women, you both are welcome. And you can send all of that info to themasterscall.net. I'm sorry, info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. We have a very awesome website. You can go there, read the bios of the speakers, of our founders. You can listen to the messages, download the messages, send them to your friends, put them on social media. And all of that information is on www.themasterscall.net. Our call, we have a phone number that you can dial in today if you can't stay on the call and you want to listen to only today's message. That number for you is 712-432-1085. Same PIN code that you dialed in, 957-677-POUND. And the thread, the company that has brought many of us together, is Artist International. It is a health and wellness company. It's founded by the Diaz de Leon family. They love Jesus. They are sold out to the Lord as we are, and our products are awesome. We make no medical claims, but we know that people's lives are being changed, and they are becoming healthier because of the products that they're taking. So we would like you to join us, find out more about us. Go back to the person that invited you to the call. And for those awesome distributors, the entrepreneurs of Artists International, don't forget the morning motivational call hosted by Dorothy Cook, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, also known as the godmother of Artists International. She and her team, they are great. They teach us, they encourage us, and they give us info. And that number is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND. Well, I'm not going to take up too much time right now. I'm going to tell you about my sister in the Lord, the woman of God who's bringing the word forward, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. She is a blessed woman of God. She's an anointed mother. She is an anointed woman of God. She knows that God is with her and her son, Kalon Taj Williams. She knows that he has a plan for her and a purpose for her. She has a mighty young man of valor. He is learning about the Lord. He's growing in the Lord. Tiffany is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach. She has a BS in criminal justice. We know her as our songbird. She loves to sing to the Lord. She is also filled with a wealth of knowledge about our products and about our company. She's an event planner, a coordinator, and as I said, she loves to sing. She's a leader, a worship leader, one of them in her church. And without any further delay, I'm bringing this victorious woman of God, and you know what, which is very important also, we appreciate her because she's a prayer intercessor with us here on this call, the Master's Call. I love you, sis. I appreciate you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Come forward and share with us what God has put on your heart. Are you there, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale?
I am, Mr. Robin. Can you hear me?
I can, sweetheart. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory for the great and the new things that he is doing in our lives. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for seating us and greeting us. And I know God is definitely turning some things around in this atmosphere and in this time and this season. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Minister Robin, thank you so much for welcoming us again and also giving us the background of what this call is about and then introducing me. So I love each of you, my sisters in the Lord, and to my TMC family, I love you as well. I thank God for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and also Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I thank God daily for your yes. Yes, it's way early over here in California, and this call has been a blessing to me for the last 4 years moving forth. And October the 25th, if you, those of you on the line don't know, that day is just a really a special day for me because October the 25th of 1995, the Lord called my mother home to be with him 2 days after her 49th birthday. And so to actually have the opportunity and to be willing and to obey what the Lord has told me to do and get up every morning, you know, before 5 o'clock actually to get on the line and listen and to have done that at least 98% of the time that this call has gone forth definitely has enriched, enhanced, and empowered my life. So I thank you for the Master's Call. So let's see what the Lord is saying to me. And he's really been talking to me as I've been, you know, my life is really busy, but there are moments where you know, I've been being still and just sitting and hearing what the Lord would say, hearing what he would say to me through someone else, or just, you know, getting the confirmation, the revelation through the word or through other ministers in the marketplace about what God is saying to me in this season. And so many times, you know, you're so busy running around for everybody else and making sure that everybody else is happy, serving where you need to serve at, that really we don't see our actual worth. And so today, this message says to you, I am all he says I am. And so let me go ahead and start off with this little song. I am all he says I am. I am all he says I am. I am all he says I am, and he says I am his own. So if Jesus says that we are all that he says that we are, then we have to realize that we are. And so today I'm going to give you 5 points today, and this is going to go a little bit longer, but I'll give you that next part on the next time that I speak. But I just want you to know today that you are all that God says that you are. Why? Because he designed you and me. And if we look at Psalms 119, verse 73, it says, your hands made me and formed me. You give me understanding to learn your commands. And so God designed us. So that tells us right there that we are special, each and every single one of us. We should not allow anyone to take that away from us because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Point two, he created you and me. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, and he created them. So we are special, and we were created by God. We are all unique, and we are definitely masterpieces of God. So just, you know, we have to be happy and enjoy ourselves sometime instead of, you know, trying to please others or making everybody else happy. We have to realize we have to make ourselves happy first. We need to love ourselves first in order to pour into others. Number three, he blesses you and me. To God be the glory, hallelujah. Every day that we wake up is definitely a blessing. And if we look at Genesis 1:28, it reads, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And if we then look at Ephesians 1:3, it says, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So why do we feel that we lack when God blesses us daily, when he gives us the power to command the morning, to speak it out? But many times we don't speak it out. We just hold it in. But now I'm challenging you today to start speaking it out into the atmosphere. If you don't want to say it, post it on your Facebook page. Send out a text. Send out an email. But just begin to say it. The next point, God heals you and me. So many times we get sick, and a lot of it is self-inflicted, but there are sicknesses that come upon us. There may be some of you on the line right now that I'm speaking to who are experiencing some type of sickness or disease, but I just came by here to tell you this morning that Isaiah 53:4-5 says, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our infirmities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Matthew 8, verses 14 through 17 read, when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with the fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with the word and healed the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, which goes back to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, which says that he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Do you know that you have the power in your hand to speak over yourself and to be healed? It said right here in God's word that we are healed, that by God's stripes we are healed. That doesn't mean that it stopped in the Bible days. I just want to let you know that that still continues today. So if you are experiencing any type of situation where you need healing, I challenge you right now to open your mouth while I'm saying this to you and speak this out into the atmosphere. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed because God said that I am healed, and by his stripes, I am healed. Finally, God loves you and me. 1 John 3 and 1 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. What greater love do we have that Jesus would actually get on the cross and die for us? There's no greater love than the love that God has for us. Psalm 13, verses 5 through 6 says, God's love is unfailing, but I trust your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. And now they call me the songbird. Yes, I thank God that I have a talent to hold a tune. But this scripture says that I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. And so that's not just me singing. That means that each and every single one of us have a song in our heart. And so we need to show adoration and love for God. And so every now and then we should just start singing a song. If you don't want to sing it, hum it. But sing unto the Lord, because he wants to hear your voice. Why? Because he created you. And so it doesn't matter what people say about how you sound or what you do, but God created you. So we actually owe him that, to communicate with him, to sing to him, to just love on him as he loves on us day after day. God's love is great. Psalm 57, verses 9 through 10 reads, I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the people. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. I mean, wow, how awesome is that, to have love that reaches to the heavens? Do you know how far that is, how long, how wide that is? That is amazing. So we should never, ever think that we are not loved. Maybe because you don't feel it physically, but start feeling it spiritually and mentally. There is God, our God loves each and every single one of you. And he also calls us to love one another. So as you go through this day today, share love. Because God first loved you, and if you are a child of God, that means that you have a responsibility, and that responsibility for you and I is to share the love that God has shown for each and every single one of us. God is so amazing, and I thank him for this time and in this season, and in this season, as we go through, you know, just being thankful,
you know, being thankful to God, just showing him and appreciating him. And I'm sure that he is smiling down on each of us. I know we're thinking about the weather. Oh, it's cold and, you know, it's snowing. And so as we continue to go through our day, we continue to pray and lift up and intercede for those people who are in places and, you know, they're stuck and they can't get out and the schools are being closed. But no, in spite of that, God loves you, and God has a plan for you. Maybe it doesn't look like what you feel or expect in your mind that it should look like, but just know that God loves you and that he cares for you no matter what. He forgives you for the things that you said and that you did, and you can continue to move forward. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Actually, I'm going to start reading from 14. And it says, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of the glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to guess how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." So do you know how great you are? Do you know how powerful you are? Do you realize that God loves you? If you don't, I'm telling you, he does. He loves you unconditionally. His love is unfailing. He loves you every day. And you are all that he says that you are. Remember, he designed you. He created you. He blesses you. He heals you. And he loves you. And so I close with this. Father, I can hear you calling my name. Father, I can hear you calling my name. Every day you're the same, and my life has been changed. Oh, Father, I can hear you calling. I can hear you calling. I can hear you calling my name. Calling my name. Calling my name. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I am all that he says I am, and so are you. Back over to you, Mr. Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear.
Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful reminder and word, knowing that God loves us very, very much. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you are so good to us. And just like your minister said, we can hear you calling our name. Lord, we know that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every single one of us. And, Lord, we just want to love on you this day. We want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for who you are. We want to thank you for being the healer of Joni, for being Charles's healer, Lord God, for being the healer of Dr. Monroe's family, for being the healer of the Thurston family and all of those involved in that horrific accident, their family members. We want to thank you for being the healer, for being the comforter of Dr. Vanessa's family as they mourned her ongoing coming home to be with you. But you're the comforter. Lord God, you are the healer. You are the protector of Jackie Henderson's family members, Lord. You are their provider. You are their deliverer. You are our master. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you're watching over Bobby Cox's family, Father. We know that you're not giving anyone more than they can bear. We know that we can depend on you. We know, Lord God, that you are the vine and we're your branches. And you said when we remain in you, Lord, we know that we can bear much fruit because apart from you, we can't do anything. It's about you. It's about the love that you have. You have that love that has been shed abroad in each and every single one of our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We exalt your name. We thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, what you will do. We lift up the people that are in the state of Buffalo, Father God. You said you're not going to give us more than we can bear. We know, Lord God, that there's a plan and a purpose for everything that takes place in our life. And what Satan means for evil, you're turning it around for your good, for your glory, so that you get all the praise and you get all the honor. We thank you for our founders of this call, because if it wasn't for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we wouldn't be able to come together and to become enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, because if it wasn't for them, many of us may not even be on this call because of Artists International. So, Lord, our steps are ordered by you. We love you. You are the lover of our soul. You are the one who knew us before the foundation of the world. You knew us when we were in our parents, our mom's womb. You told us that we are living epistles and we're being read by all men. So show us and teach us, Lord God. We know that just like Jesus, he went about doing good. He went about healing people because you were with him, God. So we know that same anointing is on us, Lord God, and we shall do the same thing. We shall do great and mighty things in the name of our God. We know, Lord God, that you are our defender. You are our chief. You are our deliverer. You are the great I am, and we love you. Show us how to love like you, agape love, not eros or phileo love, but agape love, to love our brothers and our sisters. Oh, we bless you. We honor you. We extol your greatness. Thank you, Lord God, for Minister LaShawn greeting your people, Lord. Thank you for your woman of God, for her family, filling her to overflowing so she continues to sing unto you and to sing to your people and watch your people get set free in the mighty, mighty name of Yeshua. Glory, glory, glory to God, Master's family. Don't forget that we have a morning inspirational call also. It's a call where we learn about Artists International, our morning motivational call. That number for you, 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. We have, as I mentioned earlier, you can go back and listen to this call. That number for today is 712. It's a replay number. 432-1085, PIN code 957-677-POUND. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:30 Central, 8 to 8:30 Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, and of course we can't forget our Pacific time, 5 to 5:30. Our God is so good to us. Feel free to go to our website anytime you want, www.themasterscall.net. Minister Tiffany, are you there? Thank you for that powerful word of God. Will you seal this call with our daily benediction?
Amen. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for designing, for creating, for blessing, for healing, for validating and sealing us with your stamp of approval. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Go out and be the great ministers in the marketplace that God has called you to be. And know that I love you. God loves you more. Have an awesome day and walk in the favor, power, and anointing of God. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare that this will be a wonderful and great day. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye for now.